Fuck. Okay, we're just going to keep this rolling because I'm an idiot. Welcome to Engagement Head. I had to turn off the metronome. This is show 15. I'm Sloppy Dave.
This is Shithead.
This is Dubin.
So, Shithead's cousin.
So Thud's not here today.
Wait a minute. You're my cousin and I'm not a Shithead. So.
But since I'm made of shit.
So, we should have a pretty decent show for you tonight, even though Thud's not here. It should be pretty good. Oh my god, I just got it! Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
Now that you've made a racist joke, I must say, three or four people came up to me and told me that show 13 was really racist and stuff. You guys weren't seriously offended, were you?
Of course you were.
You're a jackass, because before you said you weren't.
Why else would I leave the room?
You're a jerk. Now, see, he's smiling. Whatever. Let's just go right into our week recap.
My week was splendid.
It's been short.
As a rebuttal to Friday night's Jazz Night, I was not there because I could not rehearse Wednesday night because I was tired as shit due to the five or six concerts in 2 days I had this week. So, kiss my ass.
But wait, last Jazz at Night, you had five or six concerts as well.
Yeah, I sucked ass on that one, too, didn't I?
What about James?
No, I think that's because you didn't practice the jazz.
What about James?
James?
Isn't he in the same ensemble as you are?
No.
Huh, I thought he was there.
Well, he was, but he didn't have to be there for half of that trip.
Oh, my week's been pretty good, I guess. I played a racquetball against Evan. It was pretty good.
Who won, by the way?
He did.
I won every game. And then I played racquetball today against Q. Say who? Never mind. And I won every game.
Dave won every game.
But, you know, Evan's going to kick my ass next time, I think, though. Because the last game was, like, really tight.
It was, like, 21-19?
It was like a 7-year-old's vagina. Anyway... let's go right into our pirate rants. The newspaper's next to you, Dubin. Can you just give me and Chris Tuesday, and you'll take Wednesday, and Chris, Quentin can take, Alright, so Tuesday, February 28th. I watched the lady at Right Place make my bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right in front of me, yet when I get my food, it's sausage and egg. It's not April Fool's yet. Is she a magician? I just want to know how that happened because I haven't stopped thinking about it all morning. Now, that's never happened to me personally, but, you know.
You probably weren't watching hard enough.
Yeah, really.
Because you thought you were.
It's like the shell game. You got to watch really closely.
You probably looked at the bacon, and then you turned around to talk to someone, and then, yeah.
You're probably a bimbo bitch anyway. You know
what I'm talking
about.
You're a loser. Yeah. So, you know, watch more closely to people cooking your food before you make accusations next time.
Gosh darn it.
Tell your mom we're all sorry.
What? Just go. Just what? No, explain it. Explain it, because I must know.
I'm saying, like, his mom works at the bank.
Oh my god! Second racist joke. Jeez. I'm not making any. I made a vow to myself. I'm not making any this episode.
Well, I've already made a note. This one offends me. To every guy on the gold bus leaving from College Hill Monday morning, I hope you were comfy sitting down while I stood. I'm a 5'2" girl. Do you know how hard it is to hold onto the bar on the top of the bus so I don't fall on you? Probably not. You guys need to learn some manners fast.
If you had noticed me, you could have sat on my lap. That's all I'm saying.
Also, you should probably work on stretching more. Flexibility will help you reach the bar.
Yeah.
Whoever has the equality one, can you read that one?
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is from Wednesday.
This is Wednesday, March 1st, 2006. I'm all for women's equality. Pay for your part of the date and stand up on the bus.
Oh, that's uh-huh. Interesting. That's interesting that they kind of correlate together. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's no written or unwritten rule or oral tradition past... Well, I suppose it's an oral tradition. Chivalry, you know...
Tradition.
No.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'll hold doors open for people, and I'll get up on the bus if I'm feeling well. If I don't feel well, I'm not gonna stand up for you on the bus. That's just all there is to it. Also, if you're a bitch, if you have bitch eyes, I'm not gonna stand up for you. I might hold the door open for you, but I'll probably, like, mentally piss on the back of your back. You know. write my initials on your back or something.
This is how I personally feel about it. If you guys would like chivalry, speaking to women now, if you would like us to hold doors open for you and stand up and give you our seat and stand up when you enter a room, then be prepared to take less pay, worse jobs, and cook my fucking dinner for me. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to seem like an asshole or something, but, like, I'm in a bad mood, so I'm probably seeming like an asshole anyway.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, we get more pay, I mean, worldwide, but then we have to
Oh my god,
I'm not touching this subject.
I know you're not, because you got this, like, look on your face, like, you're touching
that hot skillet. I mean, I know Q doesn't care. Do you agree with me?
Somewhat. I mean, the different pay thing, not really.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that.
But I mean,
if
you want a guy to provide for you, then, you know, you should also take some responsibility and do some of the things that he won't have time to do around the home.
Chivalry doesn't necessarily deal with equality, though.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about providing, which is probably chivalry's lifestyle.
I know, well, I'm just saying, like...
However, if you want to provide equally, then I think all duties should be spread equally. Pay should be equal per person.
I mean, chivalry is just about respecting women, which I think is important.
I think it's very important.
Respecting everyone is important. Being polite to people is important.
Yeah.
But just because you have a vagina doesn't mean to stand up on the bus.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Because that makes sense.
Well, no, they get upset when they're not considered equal, but then they also get upset when we don't do shit for them. You know, do they hold doors open for us?
No. Sadie Hawkins dances. You know what Sadie Hawkins is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay.
But it never really works.
Well, yeah, actually it doesn't, now that I think about it. Every Sadie Hawkins dance I ever went to, I ended up asking the girl anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever, just go ahead.
Okay.
Go to the next one.
Okay, to the study room couple in library... no, we can't see you with the windows locked, but we can hear you. And while I may be accepting of alternative lifestyles, it is very hard to study while overhearing your version of Brokeback Joyner.
Well, I mean, I think the library is a great place to have sex because, I mean, there's no better place to get brain while studying.
To get what?
Head, Dave.
Oh, that was nice.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Do you have any more, or are you just...
Yeah, I have one more. Two more.
Never mind. I'm not touching that with an 8-foot pole.
You don't deserve to be treated like a princess when even your roommate calls you a slut. Ooh.
Well, see, I don't know about
that.
Yeah, see, because certain people can be princesses to certain people and sluts to other people. I mean, that's just how it is.
And even if you're a slut, you deserve respect.
But maybe some people think sluts are princesses.
That's very true.
Hmm. Next one. Nice guys are out there. Lots of times we are just harder to find
because we're studying and not looking for you.
Yeah, we're in the library having sex with other guys.
Exactly.
What? Oh, sorry.
Oh, is it a gay couple?
Yeah, alternative lifestyles and Brokeback Joyner.
I didn't even pick that up.
Yeah.
I heard that, but I figured they were just trying to make, you know.
No. I read it 3 times to make sure that they, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My statement stands. Whatever you want. If EZ wants to gain ranks in the academic world so much, why don't they start by offering a 24-hour campus library?
Seriously.
Agreed.
I thought they fixed that already.
ECU's retarded. Every survey we take doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it did. In the lounges, we have 24-hour visiting hours.
No, that's shitty, though. That's so stupid.
It's changed.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are.
Delta, change.
John just walked in.
Fellas, fellas.
Dude, I have the same shirt as you.
Do you really?
I'm not even kidding.
Girls who walk in groups on the sidewalk and take up the whole thing, learn some respect and give a little space for the one person walking the other way.
Yes, thank you.
Or that one person could walk around because it'd be easy for you to move than for their whole group. I'm so sick of people not washing their
hands. That's the totally wrong mentality towards that. I know you're kidding, but like...
Yeah, still. Yeah.
I mean, because really, think about it. It will probably take us a day to walk around them because they're so...
Fat.
You know what I mean?
He made fat symbol, which is...
fat symbol.
What a fat symbol is one, your right hand goes towards the east side, shall we say. The left hand, west side. as far as you can, like the wingspan of your body. That's what fat symbol is.
Wow.
Wow.
I,
God.
Nice explanation.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so I'm still in Brita.
Okay.
I'm so sick of people not washing their hands. Oh, they get done using the bathroom. There's no reason for me to wash my hands when I'm about to grab the same door handle that your nasty hands just contaminated. Bathroom etiquette should have been taught to you a long time ago. The sinks and soap aren't just there for looks.
It's so true. Very true. I fucking hate it when people don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
It's disgusting.
It's so annoying.
Very disgusting.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love how neither one of you two are talking, because you probably are those people. But both me and Q wash our hands, like, continuously.
Very true.
And you know what? We haven't died yet.
Very true.
Well, neither have you, I suppose. Oh, shit! Chris has died!
No, I'm just kidding. I wash my hands in public places.
Beauty is overrated.
Dave is in the hallway laughing.
Dave is in the hallway laughing.
He's turning red. He's eating his arm. Continue.
The next subject. Beauty is overrated. Anyone can look gorgeous with makeup.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Jeez. It was, your face is so funny. It was like, no, I do sometimes. Oh God.
Go ahead. And that's basically all I have to say about that.
You understand what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
What's next?
Well, next is our pirate rants. Here's one of my pirate rants. John never closes my door. Every time he leaves my room, he leaves it open. He just left the room. He left it open.
I do that when I'm coming back in.
Huh?
I do that when I'm coming back in.
Coming back in. To my room?
Yeah.
Re-entry.
You close it or you leave it open?
I leave it open.
That's fine. When you leave my room, you need to close it. That's just
well,
my thing.
Well, I'm sure he's going to bring Britta back.
I guess. But every time. I don't know. That's just, it's just my, it's my pirate rant. Awesome. Anyone else have any? I have one. People being late to shit. Duven and Q, majorly late tonight.
Very true.
Me and Chris share this. Actually, it wasn't a big problem. I don't care, to be honest. Because I was doing a lot of work. But,
Well, me, on the other hand, I didn't have shit to do. I'm like standing around like doing shit.
Chris goes, if you're not here by 11, I'm not gonna record. And I was like, why?
And like, notice they show up at 10:59.
No, they didn't. They show. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they show up at 10:45. Do you guys have any pirate rants? You can get pissed off at me too.
I don't have any.
No, I don't have any rants. Alright.
Okay. Well, let's go into our last week's top 5 poll results. The topic was the top 5 uses for a surgical gloves. Fifth, you know, it's
fourth place with 0 votes is cleaning Chris's mom's face. I'm really upset. I got 0 votes.
I didn't even vote.
I would have voted for mine had I known nobody was going to vote for mine.
You already been asking.
Third place is leaving Dave's room and keeping Dubin's hand moist for Dave's cock.
Yeah, they were tied.
Tied
with one vote.
Second place with 3 votes, making handshake pissicles.
Yeah, and first place with 5 votes was touching people like Dubin and Q, which I got a lot of grief over from like all my friends. They were like, "That's the worst thing you've ever said." Ever. And I was like, they knew I was kidding.
That's not even close to the worst thing you've ever said.
No, it's not the worst thing you've ever said.
Do you know the worst thing I've ever said?
I could name a couple. But what? I'm not going to say it on the show, so go ahead.
Okay, well, our top 5 for this week is top 5 ways to kill a baby. I'll start with a fucking knife. That's my number 5. This is the most angry show we've ever done. Okay,
I'm gonna say eating all of their fingers and watching them bleed.
Oh my God, that's so good. I'm actually really hungry now. I mean, I was previously, but oh.
The saran wrap. Wrap the baby in saran wrap.
That's good. Because it's presentable too. Now, is it colored saran wrap or like
clear saran wrap?
That's cool.
Because you can watch it split up blood. As it's suffocating.
cool.
Oh my god.
I would say sending them on a nice paid vacation to the Bonsai Kitten Factory.
Oh! Yes! For those of you that
don't
know.
That shit makes me so angry.
Are you serious?
Yes!
Dude, me and Q always thought it was funny and everyone else thought
it was. That's fucking sick! For anybody who doesn't know, this guy injects glue into, like, the bloodstream of a kitten, and then he shoves it in a fucking jar, and you feed it through a goddamn straw.
Yeah, but that's just other cultures, Chris. You need to be more accepting of them.
How would you like it if I injected super glue into your bloodstream and shoved you in that TV?
Well, if we lived in Hungary and it was acceptable there, I think I'd probably just say hi to you and try to wave every once in a while,
That's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
All right, my number four is making them drink a lot of water. By the way, you left your water thing here. If you want it back, yeah.
Yeah. I can use some.
If you drink too much water, you die.
Over the summer, I've drank like one of those an hour.
Yeah, but I'm talking about large amounts of water.
I had like 15 of those
a
day.
All right, here, my number... No, I'm going to save that. Number four. Keep going.
My number four is a microwave. While you're masturbating.
Oh, yeah! That's so good!
My,
it is good.
Talk about the worst things I've ever said. Okay.
My number four would probably have to be leave the baby in a separate room in a house with Helen Keller so she can't hear it cry when it's hungry.
That's kind of cool, in a way. Hey, a round room with no corners. And then when she tells it to sit in the corner, you know, when she goes, no, 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 no. Then it won't be able to, because there's no corn. It's just like sitting inside of a ball.
But she wouldn't know it was there until she stepped on it.
Yeah. using it as a spice in your coffee.
Ooh, that's kind of cool, in a way. All right, my number three is, ooh, this is kind of cool. Do you remember those guns that would shoot discs?
Yeah.
You know, like when we were kids? Okay, using that, but for the disc... Gerber baby food caps.
Ooh.
Through their dome. through the baby's dome. With a Gerber cap. With a thing. With the gun thing. What are they called? The disc gun?
Disc gun.
Cool.
What the fuck is called?
I had a Batman one. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, mine comes with a poll first. Who's ever had a pillow fight?
Oh, I love fucking pillow fights.
Yes. Having a baby fight, grabbing them by their legs, and beating the shit out of people with them.
I've actually done that too. Yeah. Yeah, they don't die. They just have an emergency trip to the hospital.
Are we on number three?
Yeah, we are.
Number three, boiling hot milk.
Where and what did you do with it?
Just make the baby eat and drink boiling hot milk.
Oh, okay.
In your anus.
In your anus.
In your anus. In your anus.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a snake.
What? It's a snake.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you said, is its name. Okay.
I'd say putting it in a meatpacking refrigerator and then making an ice carving out of its blob.
Say that one more time?
Putting it in a meatpacking refrigerator, it's really cool refrigerators, and then, like, chiseling different designs out of it.
That's kind of nice. All right, okay, I got one. For my number two, making the baby watch Bob Ross.
That's bullshit. I love Bob Ross.
No!
Bob Ross is the man.
No!
Wow.
Okay, well, you know.
My number two just changed.
Please make fun of me. I feel like I'm doing all the making fun.
My number two is, chopping the baby's head off.
Oh.
Putting the body in a blender to make a nice salsa with.
Ooh.
And making a tomato flower out of its head.
Hmm. I wonder how...
this is so visual. It's almost... If I think if an Italian made it, I think I would eat it. I think I might. Okay, dude. Number twos.
Number two. Oh, shit.
Italian. Oh, God.
Pour Everclear on the baby's body and burn it with a lighter.
Oh, yes. I think that... Why are you looking at me so deeply?
I don't know.
I didn't pour it on a baby.
I know that.
Oh, okay. I didm
just
didn't know if you...
Just contact.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good movie. Okay, go ahead.
I would say putting a baby in a straitjacket and putting it in an insane asylum, and then putting on Harry Connick's Greatest Hits.
Ooh. Wah.
Does Harry Connick have any Greatest Hits? Or... I mean, they're all like... okay, number one. My number one is introducing the baby to formicophilia. Swallow cue. okay, you're number one, Chris. Ooh, but the insect or whatever in question, scorpions. In the anus. With Dubin's saran wrap and Chris's tomato flower thing. And I don't even remember any of cues that he said so far. Oh! While listening to Harry Connick Jr. Okay. That won't fit in the poll, so everyone will just have to remember that one. Okay, Chris, you got a number one?
Yes, I do have
a number one. Are you going to make fun of me or Q? Sweet. 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 It's going to be about Creole season. Okay.
Okay. My number one is Dave.
Oh, God.
Having sex with Q.
Okay.
Q.
Do we have to bring up past events?
Having a Creole baby out of his ex.
Okay.
And then both of you trying to raise it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say both of us, like, double teaming.
Yeah, that's...
Because I was hoping it would be female, so it would be a little bit easier.
No, whatever it is, because it's going to be asexual. Because it will be John Williams.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you guys trying to raise a baby.
Right. Actually...
You would die.
I'm a fairly good caregiver. I mean, I had to take care of my sister a lot when she was like two.
And we all know how she turned out.
She turned out not mentally disabled.
Yeah, but she's horrible in bed, Dave.
Oh my God.
Is this number one?
Yeah, it's number one.
Number one.
You're a jerk.
Jeez.
But touche. Touche.
I'm just gonna keep my plan simple. If it's a Caucasian baby, give it to a black family.
I don't understand. Is it all the soul food? Is it? Damn it, I broke my vow. Damn it.
Soul food. All right.
That's a good movie, too.
My number one way to kill a baby
is
with kindness.
Yes. That's so perfect. I think I'll vote for that. Okay, moving right along.
Hang on.
Oh.
If you did give a white baby to a black family, he would turn out like Steve Martin in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You seen that movie?
Yeah.
Where he's like...
Yeah. And then he'd go through the hood and get shot.
Yeah. Wouldn't he already be in the hood?
True. So he'd die early.
If you grow up in the hood...
So he would be me.
What? What did you say?
What?
Anyway, jokes.
Yeah, joke of the week. Whoa! Okay, first-year students at medical school were receiving their first anatomy class with a real dead human body. They all gathered around the surgery table with the body covered with a white sheet. The professor started the class by telling them, in medicine, it is necessary to have two important qualities as a doctor. The first is that you should not be disgusted by anything involving the human body. The professor then pulled back the sheet, stuck his finger in the anus of the corpse, withdrew it, and stuck it in his mouth. He said, go ahead and do the same thing. The students initially freaked out, hesitated for several minutes, but eventually took turns sticking a finger on the anus of the corpse and sucking on it. When everyone finished, the professor looked at the class and told them, the second most important quality is observation. I stuck my middle finger, but... Oh my God, I just ruined the whole joke. Someone else read the punchline.
I stuck my middle finger, but sucked on my index finger. Now learn to pay attention.
Okay.
I've got a couple jokes.
Please tell them, because I just ruined that one. I forgot the word in, and then you forgot it too, but yeah. You kept going. Okay, cool.
Whatever, okay. So, this guy, about average age, I think he's middle age, about 40, he goes to the doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
The doctor says, you know, what can I help you with?
Is this the Cheerio joke?
No.
Okay, cool.
And the guy says, well, you know, every time I go to the bathroom, you know, when I have to pee, I go ahead and pee, and then, like, you know, I jingle it around, you know, get all the excess off.
I've heard this before.
And then when I put it in my pants, this one little drip, like,
I was gonna tell comes the same out. Joke.
Ah. I've got another one after this, too.
Yes.
And he says, well, you know, there's an operation we can do but it's, you know, it's a little unorthodox. And the guy says, you know, whatever, I can't have this happen anymore.
Wait, it's just one drop?
Yeah, it's just one little drop.
Okay.
So, you know, they get him prepped, they put him on the operating table.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those blue sheets they put over him to, like,
yeah.
the area where they're going to operate?
Uh-huh.
There's an opening on his penis, and there's an opening on his nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the doctor goes up to his nose, and he pulls out a hair from his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he goes down to his penis,
mm-hmm.
and he implants it right above the little hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the operation's fine. They fix his nose up and everything. And they pull him out of anesthesia or whatever. And the guy says, you know, how'd it go? He says, fine. No, the bathroom's right here. I want you to go try it out.
I thought he had to wait 5 weeks.
Okay, sure. He has to wait 5 weeks to urinate.
Yeah. Okay. Operation.
Okay.
Okay, so he goes... After 5 weeks of not urinating, he goes into the bathroom. He's like, oh, this is going to be amazing.
Oh,
so he pees, mm-hmm. you know, shakes it off.
Is that what the trick is? Shaking? Is that... Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, he shakes it off, zips up his pants, and he feels the drops start to come out, okay? And then it hits that nose that has been implanted on the tip of his nose, and his penis goes.
All right, the joke is really funny, but
you said you had another one though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that not funny to you guys?
Not at all.
Okay. So this man and his wife go into the emergency room, and they say we need to see a doctor right away. So they rush him into a room with a doctor, and the doctor says, you know, what's going on? What's the problem? And the lady says, a bumblebee has flown into my vagina.
Oh.
And the doctor's like, okay, well, you know, there's only one option. So he puts her up on the table.
This reminds me of something that happened to me when I was a kid. I'm going to tell that story in a minute. Go ahead.
Anyway, he puts her up on the operating table with the stirrups, okay? And he says, okay. Now, he turns to the husband and says, we need you to play a small part in this, you know, in this operation. He hands him a jar of honey. And he says, okay, we need you to smear this on the tip of your dick and put it in there to lure the bee out. He says, there's no fucking way I'm doing that. I'm going to get my dick's going to get stung. The doc says, fine, I'll do it. Okay? So, you know, he slathers his dick up with honey.
God.
He slides it on in there and then pulls it out. And the bee's still inside. And she's like, you know, it's not working. He's still buzzing around in there. So he does it again and still doesn't work. So he just keeps doing it and keeps doing it. And next thing you know, he's like, fucking this guy's wife. So the guy says, hold on, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
and the doctor says, okay, plan B, we're going to drown it. You're right up there, Dave.
That's funny. Let me just tell my story from childhood. I was in 7th grade, and it just, like, rained. And our firewood outside was a little soggy. Did you both know? Some of you know this story, I think. Well, anyway, my dad brought in some logs and he set them down, and we were just gonna let them dry overnight and then use them the next night or whatever. I'm sitting on the floor and we're all watching TV, and the rest of my family's on the couch. And somehow, off of one of the wet logs, a centipede crawls off. And it crawled in my pants and into my ass, okay? And then it either bit me or stung me. And let me tell you, that was some intense pain.
In your asshole?
In my asshole. Okay? And me, this is my reaction. I'm going to back up so I don't peek out. Okay, that's my reaction. Okay. So my mom's like, what's going on? And I'm like, there's a bug in my ass! And so she's like, okay, let's get it out. This is what I do. I go over, this is what love is, okay, audience, okay, I go over to the window and drop my pants down. The whole family's in the living room just watching this. My mom walks over, inserts her fingers into my ass, and pulls out the centipede. So, I can relate to your bumblebee-ish.
Formicophilia.
That was my first experience with formicophilia, by accident. Let me tell you, that shit hurt. If I was to relate my, like, top five... things that hurt me when I was a kid. That's definitely one of them. Number one was the ACL surgery.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious. Chris is like not believing me, but I'm dead serious. It hurts so bad too. We were listening to John McCutcheon too. I remember that. What?
Oh fuck.
It hurts. Don't ever put a centipede.
I don't doubt that it hurts, Dave.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you. Don't ever put a centipede in your ass. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of another story.
Jesus.
It didn't happen to me. It happened to my sixth grade teacher's wife. His name was Mr. Jones, and he was a history teacher, and he was really cool and everything. Okay. He told us his story. Are you okay, dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're kind of foaming at the lips. He told us a story about his wife sat on the toilet, and she felt the toilet bowl moving around a little bit underneath her, and she was, like, taking a crap or whatever. And she was like, what the hell is going on? So she stood up. As she was standing up, there was a snake staring at her in the toilet bowl that had gone up their pipes. So for like 3 years, every time I was going to go take a crap, I like looked in the toilet bowl for like a minute. And I was like, oh my God, I wonder if there's going to be a snake. Because I mean, I didn't want another thing up my ass that I didn't want, you know?
I've got a similar story.
Okay, please tell.
When I lived in South Carolina, we lived in Manning, South Carolina.
Oh, God.
And we rented this house for, I don't know, however long, up until I was maybe...
A few hours.
6 or 7. The house was really old and had old pipes and everything. And, like, at least 2 or 3 times a week, we would have, like, a spider crawl up the pipes into our shower.
Mm-hmm. That's happened in my house.
I would go to take a bath in the morning and have to, like, wash the spider down the drain.
Right, yeah. No, that happened to me all the time, especially in winter.
And I remember this one time, I just got into, I think it was about the time I started bathing myself. So I guess I was like 5 or something like that. So anyway, you know, I'm in the bathtub, like washing myself. All of a sudden, this big ass fucking horse spider crawls up onto my fucking shoulder. I'm like washing myself and like washing my hair, like, bathing myself. This motherfucker was like that big. So, like, my mom runs in there and I'm like hopping up.
Oh, I got another great story. I got another. Oh,
she
this
thought
is
I was having a seizure.
Oh, we
having
fucking story time.
Yeah, do you have any?
No.
Oh, I have another really quick one. Are you done?
Yeah, man.
Okay. When I was 2 years old, I took a shit in the bathtub by accident, and it was one of the really long ones. I'm doing the fat symbol. Okay, it was one of the really long ones, and I yelled out, "Mommy, there's a snake in the bathtub!" And she came in and she was like, "Oh God, you just pooed in the bathtub." And they had to clean it up with the fat symbol. Okay.
The shit was fat.
Oh, God.
You called this shit poop.
One last story I have about a sorority house that called a plumber about pipe problem. So the plumber comes out, and he checks the pipes, and he realized the pipes are corroded with acid. From their throat, because they were all bulimic and they were throwing up in the sink.
And they had to get it all replaced,
They had to
right?
get all their pipes replaced.
That's pretty ridiculous. Evan, you got anything?
You gotta tell something.
I don't have anything. Like, not off the top of my head, I don't.
I don't think so.
Well, let's just close the show then. You can visit our website at http://windowoutsidemyanus.com.
Also, you can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
No, wait, if you're looking into my anus through a window, is my anus looking out at you? Or
no.
You can call us at our hotline.
The centipede was.
Oh, the centipede. God, that thing hurt. You can call our hotline at 206-20-E-HEAD.
E-HEAD.
Our outro song for the day is
602.
A band called Sub City Dwellers, and the song is called Hold the Pressure Down. I'm Sloppy Dave, saying Wissahickon.
This is Duven, 512. What can I do for you?
That's pretty good.
This is Chris and the 843 saying, fuck you.
What is 843?
I'll tell you
later. Oh, okay.
This is Q saying...
Pressure to the wounds!